In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. It was amazing. Awe-inspiring. Literally sucking the breath right out of your lungs. As we walked in the shadow of the greatest edifice in Jerusalem, towering 165 feet above us, 17 stories, we were in awe. The base stones themselves caught us staring. The largest of them, 45 feet long, 15 feet thick, and 11 feet tall. A single stone. Over 46 years, this great complex and the accompanying fortresses and walls in Jerusalem had been built up by Herod, that we later called the Great. It was amazing. We had watched the cranes, the workhorses, the levers and pulley systems that moved these stones that weighed millions of pounds, literally on their own, up to the Temple Mount. And there they stood now, a crowning achievement, a sign of human glory, power, strength, intelligence, and wisdom. And it wasn't just the temple building itself. There were baths now. We had running water, aqueduct systems that Herod the Great had helped bring into the city, running water that came from outside the city that flowed into our city, a sewer system that took the wastewater out of our city, complex systems that were helping us to live a better and more glorious life, and the walls, 10 to 15 feet thick, that were around the entire perimeter of Jerusalem. Oh, we loved having these walls. We longed for the day when we would use them to kick Rome out, and we would finally be able to be an independent people, standing on our own two feet. It was glorious. It was amazing. One of us pointed it out to Jesus, and said, "Lord, do you see these stones and buildings? You don't seem captivated the way we do." He said one line, completely sucked the air out of our sails. "You see these buildings? All of them will be torn down. Not a single stone will be left standing on another." And he walked out of Jerusalem. We followed hot on his tail. Finally, when he got to the Mount of Olives, we sat down with him, and a few of us pulled him aside as we're staring over at the great edifice of the temple, and we said, "Lord, when? When is this going to happen? How is this even possible that such stones, a million-pound stone, 45 feet in length, 10 feet high, 15 feet thick, Lord, how could these stones be torn down? What will be the signs to accompany this?" He said, "Watch out. Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will arise claiming to be Messiah figures, claiming to save the world, claiming to be the answer, the change that we all need in the world. These figures will rise up with great pomp, with great arrogance, and they will get people to follow after them, claiming that they are finally the solution to all of the human suffering that we've been trying to avoid for millennia. Don't listen to them. One after another will arise, and they will lead you to destruction. Wars, rumors of wars, don't let them bother you. Famines, earthquakes, don't be bothered. These are necessary parts of the churning of civilization. This is nothing but the beginning of the birth pains. So don't let individual wars get you riled up. Instead, watch out for yourselves, your faithfulness, because you will be betrayed. You will be handed over by those even closest to you. Your own family members will turn on you. You will be dragged before rulers and authorities. You will be punished and beaten so that you can speak the truth. Some of you will even be killed. All will hate you because of my name. But if you stand firm to the end, you will be saved. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, get out. Don't trust in her walls. Run for the hills as fast as you can. Don't go back in for anything. If you left your clothing, anything that you leave behind, don't go back. Just get out as fast as you can. It will be terrible to be pregnant or nursing in those days. The pain and suffering that will come upon the people is without description. So much suffering and pain that the world has maybe never seen to quite that magnitude. Pray that it's not winter. And pray that God cuts that time short, that he alleviates that pain for the sake of God's chosen people. You'll see the sun, the moon, the stars, the powers, all those great arrogant powers and rulers and authorities and empires of the world, they will finally be shaken to their very core. Everything that they've been chasing will start to collapse around them and underneath them. But the Son of Man, the true humanity, will be lifted up on the clouds. God will save his faithful people in the midst of it. Lifted up in glory above the chaos and the pain and the destruction. Look at the trees. You're smart enough. When you see the leaves start popping up on the trees in spring, you know summer is coming. It's just around the corner. I'm telling you these things so that you understand the signs that will lead up to the great collapse, so you will be ready. Pay attention. Observe the signs around you. Be alert, awake. Don't get caught up in being deadened and drunk with the world's ways so that you're oblivious to what's going on around you. Pay attention so that when that hour comes upon you, you will be ready to walk away. Walk away from all that humans have called you to trust in so that you can lean on God alone and he will save you. Nobody knows that hour when it will come. Only the Father himself. So you must be ready every day. Today, this hour, be ready. It will come suddenly upon the world when you aren't anticipating it. So be ready today, tomorrow, every day. Awake, trusting in God. He and his word is the only thing that will save you. If you endure in his word, you will be saved. It cut us to the core. We almost didn't know what to do with all this. It took us days, months to figure out even how to begin to process this. Jesus was sitting here telling us that everything that we had dreamed about as little boys, everything that we had gloried in, everything that we had wanted to be was going to collapse right in front of our eyes. He even told us in that speech, he said, all these things will happen in this generation. All these things, he said, in this generation will happen. He said, but my words, the pattern that I'm letting you in on, will never go away. And it did happen. 37 years after Jesus spoke those words, the Roman army had been surrounding Jerusalem for a couple years. And hundreds of thousands of our people had made the decision to hide behind the walls of Jerusalem. And Rome starved them out. And on August 30th, 70 AD, General Titus took his armies into the starving, cannibalized population of Jerusalem and wiped it out, setting the entire city on fire and tearing every single stone off of the other. The entire temple that we had gloried in was torn down. The suffering and pain was indescribable. Our people thought that their walls would save them, that the armies, the swords that they carried would be enough. And it all collapsed around them and on top of them to their destruction. We began to see it, the idols that we had been trusting in. For so long, we had kind of made light of idols, thinking they were the statues that those other nations kept in their tents and buildings. We started to see our idols of stone, wood, and metal, the buildings that we had built to protect us, the walls that we had fortified, the swords that we had refined with the metallurgist and we had wrought them in the fire in order to protect us when Rome finally came against us. The metal, the stone, the wood that we had trusted in finally collapsed all around us and we were destroyed as a people in the midst of it. Our idols of human achievement failed us. We thought they were so powerful. We thought we could trust in them, that nothing could compare to the power of human intelligence and achievement. If we could move a stone that was 660 tons, we could do anything. The catapults, the horses that we had gathered together, we figured they would protect us in our time of need, and they ended up being our very undoing. The walls we had built to protect us destroyed us, locked us into our own prison as we starved to death and were destroyed as a people. All along, the prophets had been calling to us, don't trust in armies, chariots, rulers, princes, walls, buildings. They will fail. The Lord alone is your fortress, your rock. He alone has the might to save you. It's so tempting to trust in what we can make. It's amazing. It's amazing what we can do when we put our time, effort, and intelligence to something. If you walked the streets of any downtown American city, it's amazing. The steel structures that loom above us, the running water, the sewer systems, the technology that allows us to talk to people on the other side of the world, to spy on people from thousands of miles into space, that we can even walk on the moon. It's amazing what we can build. Watch out. Not one stone will be left on another. All will be torn down. Let us not put our trust in what humans build with stone, wood, and metal. As our ancestor, Cain, built his own house that then later collapsed on him to his death, let that not be us. Let us not build things that later destroy us. Let us heed the warning of Jesus to not put our trust in our achievements, but in God, in his word, that we would faithfully trust in his protection and not in human walls and armies, that we would trust in his provision and not the storehouses and mechanical wonders of modern agriculture, that we would trust in God's daily word of peace and love and kindness and not the human ways of vengeance and arrogance and competition. If we trust those ways, they will destroy us. It is in God's way of meekness, humility, weakness, that we find his strength. May we lean on God's word alone, as the world with its cacophony of voices encourages us to trust in so many other things. May we listen to Jesus this day and trust that if we endure in his word, if we listen to it daily, it will save us. Save us from the wars, from the arrogant human rulers all around us, the pain of famines and sufferings all throughout our world. We see the pains daily. The rulers won't save us. The buildings won't save us. The armies won't save us. God's humble word alone will save us. It is in him alone that we should glory. He alone will stand firm to the end. Amen.